Popcornalorians, welcome to this next episode of Popcorn and Lore. I'm JC and I'm here with
Steph with an F.
Steph. How you doing?
Doing all right. I know no one can see us on the audio portion of this, but we are in our nerd casas or geek casas. Just because we couldn't get to the studio. The studios had some lightning hits over the couple weekends ago.
Yes, it did. It's been kind of crazy, hasn't it? But nonetheless, we're here on the podcast.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about, because it's the month of October, Halloween movies.
There we
I love
go.
it.
The Addams Family is up first. We'll be discussing the 1991 film. Steph, and you'll be discussing the second film, that's correct.
Yes, the second, I love the first film, but the second film is actually my true favorite.
And I'm sure we'll get into why that's the case in the
Yes.
discussion on that movie.
Yes, we will. And up first, you said is Addams Family One, which actually, if we want to just let people know, originally the Addams Family was a TV series in the
Yes.
1960s and
Yes.
then became an adaptation into a movie in 1991.
Yes, and that TV show was in 1964, to be exact.
Yep, 64 to 66.
Yes.
Way before either one of us was even. Actually, in fact, my mother would have been born in 1964. So,
Oh, well, there you
yep.
go.
So, but the movie itself, number one, it came out in 1991. And do you want to give us a little bit of a recap
Well, let's
on
dive right into
synopsis?
this. This film is based on characters by cartoonist Charles Adams. So it's kind of fun because his last name is Adams with two D's. And this movie's interesting. It focuses on the bizarre aristocratic family who want to reconnect with whom they believe is their long-lost relative, Fester Adams. Now, Fester, for those of you who don't know, is Gomez's brother. They're very, very close. But there's a very strange plot with this movie. We have Fester Adams, who's believed to be long lost, and the family is searching for him. And I want to say from the get-go, I am a Christian. I don't condone everything in this movie. I don't condone seances, but that's how they go about looking for this long lost uncle. They go about conducting a seance early in the movie. And as I said, a seance is not something that I would recommend or think is a good thing to be doing. I think you just mess with things you shouldn't be messing with when you, do that. But nonetheless, the family conducts a seance to contact Fester Adams, and they do contact somebody. In fact, Fester Adams is found to be, at the time, we don't know it's Fester Adams, but he's in the care of a so-called psychologist. And this psychologist has made Fester Adams believe that he is her son. And it's a whole big, I'm going to use your term here, Steph. There's just a lot of hijinks in the movie. There's a lot of mischief, as is always the case with the Addams Family. But of course, that's not it. And I don't want to give away the whole plot. We do have not only Gomez and Fester, but we have Morticia. We have their two children, Wednesday and Pugsley. We've got Lurch. We've got, I believe the hand's name is Thing. Is that correct,
Yes, it
Stephanie?
is.
Okay. So this movie, of course, not only features just the weird and the bizarre that comes with the Addams Family, but I truly believe the one redeeming quality of this movie and the Addams Family in general is that it really promotes family in its own weird way. The Addams Family truly cares for one another. You have a lot of weird displays of affection, of course. Wednesday likes to torture her brother. The Addams brothers, Gomez and Fester, fight a lot. But nonetheless, the family really does love each other. Steph, I don't want to give away the whole plot for those who haven't seen it, but would you like to dive into maybe some of your favorite moments in the movie before I go any further?
Yeah, really the interaction with the actress who plays Wednesday, who is, I do believe, Christina
Richie?
Ritchie, yes. I knew I was going to pronounce that wrong the moment I thought of it. But just her character and how all the characters in the actors and actresses like just coincide together and just really go to this cohesive acting, and it's just great. They just dive right straight into it. They pay homage to the original TV series a little bit, but they also make it their own. And just Wednesday reacting with, especially with when the person they all believe is Uncle Fester, who I
Yes.
don't want to spoil anything on that, but just her reactions to him and everything, and also the hijinks they get into, and showing around, and honestly, this movie was really, really funny. I
Yes.
loved the parts of it that they really kind of just went after, like showing like the quote unquote normal people, how they would react to the Addams family living near them or being.
Right. And one thing the Addams Family does a really good job of, and I'm sure you'll agree, is it kind of shows the Addams Family as really the normal accepting people, and the normal people are not accepting.
Yep.
And that's one thing the Addams Family has always done a great job of. But the conflict with this movie, interestingly enough, is that this so-called psychologist, this doctor that's got Uncle Fester in her care, and again, I probably shouldn't spoil it for those who haven't seen the movie, but yes, you figure out
Well,
by the end.
I can do the little spoiler, spoiler, spoiler.
There you go. Yeah, so
I swear
spoiler.
I'm not copying Dora the Explorer with Swiper, no Thwibby, Swiper.
Right.
Yeah.
But she wants to get a hold of the Addams Family fortune. And so
Yes.
she uses Uncle Fester to hopefully get into that fortune and be able to take it for herself.
Who doesn't really think he's Uncle Fester. He thinks he's
No.
her kid. And just a lot of hijinks ensue, and just the practical effects that they used to really make a lot of this work was really, really great. And I do believe, and I may be wrong, but I do believe they use an actual hand
Wow.
as a thing. A person would do all the hand puppet stuff. I know during the TV show on Netflix Wednesday, that was the case.
Right,
They did.
right.
I think they brought that back.
I'd heard that. I hadn't seen the show yet, but.
Oh, it's a great, great show. But this movie, I think the especially between Morticia and Gomez, just that they kind of bring along a loving parenthood. They love
Do.
their kids. They love each other. Sometimes I think to the detriment of each other at times. But they're very supportive.
Yes. And the whole Addams Family, generally speaking, is just very supportive. I know there's a scene where they have a party in honor of Fester coming back, and they bring the whole Addams Family. So you get to see Cousin It and a variety of other
Yep.
Addams Family members. And it really is a treat for those who remember the old 60s show, as we mentioned earlier. I believe part of the opening scene, you see the carpet that growls. I believe it's a bearskin carpet,
Yes, it
I think.
is.
You see Thing, you do see a variety of things that were in the original show. So it's really, really cool if you've seen reruns of those shows.
Yes, and the characters
Or
did very good.
the original show, if you were alive long enough to remember that.
Yes. And I love how they did pay homage back to that original show, because really, I mean, that helped kick off this movie. Was if that show hadn't existed, who knows if this would have existed.
Right.
And just looking like sorry, I just lost my train of thought there.
Well, you pick up that train of thought. I wanted to point out something that I thought was really interesting. As we pointed out, they've tried contacting Fester. He's been gone for 15 years, and they think that he's dead. But Wednesday and Morticia, when this so-called Fester shows up at their doorstep, don't really buy that that's Fester right off the bat.
They really don't, and I'm glad they kind of showed that, because you know some of the shows and movies you've seen are just like, oh, the person comes back, oh, they have come back, yay, everyone
Right.
believes them. But you know, and especially like Morticia's reaction, yeah, but Wednesday's reaction to it, because like she was very close to the kids were very close to Uncle Fester, so I thought that really showed, and some really good acting chops from when she was
Yes.
young.
Yes. I mean, imagine being a kid playing in a movie. It's such an iconic role. Not only Wednesday, but Pugsley, and being able to pull off the roles very well, I think, for the most part.
Yes, very much. And I'm trying to look up some facts here, just some trivia stuff.
And I will avoid going in through the entire plot of this movie just because I know, as you pointed out, it is October. We could have some listeners that have decided to watch the film. However, I'll go through a bit of the cast. We have Angelica Hudson, who plays Morticia, Raul Julia, and I apologize if I mispronounce that name. And then, of course, Christopher Lloyd plays Uncle Fester, and you'll remember Christopher Lloyd from one very loved movie franchise, Back to the Future, playing Doc Brown.
Yes. And oh yeah, no, and I also see that the person, quote unquote, I mean it was a person, but who played Thing, the hand, was actually an actor. I don't know, hold on a second. His name is Christopher Hart. He did acting with which acting like making a hand act like a speaking everything. I love that they use sign language. I thought that was really inclusive and good. And also, it's like, how does Thing get to talk? You know, doesn't have a mouth. So I thought it was just fantastic. And the fact that they used an actual hand and were able to pull that off.
It would be interesting to, and perhaps we could do this, but watch like a behind the scenes on how they did that. That might be interesting to discuss at some point down the road.
Yes, and I do believe on Wednesday they had a couple behind the scenes talking about how they did that and everything. Of course, nowadays it's a little easier because of a little bit we have a little bit more of CGI and granted though it was an actual hand in that TV series, but it's a little easier with a lot of updated green screens, graphics, all that kind of stuff. But back in the 90s, I mean that was cutting edge. And so, I don't mean to skip too fast into number two, but I think we should get into number two because, I mean, not only just because it was my favorite one of them, but number two kind of goes out a little bit more dark at times, but a little more light. It's really funny. I think they really the second movie really dove deep into having the Addams family, specifically the children, react to hold on, something's on my glasses. There you go. React to the outside world and how the outside world react to them. But the Addams family, the synopsis of the second movie is the Addams family tries to rescue their beloved Uncle Fester. They're trying to rescue Uncle Fester. Once again, this is a little different though, because Uncle Fester has fallen in love. From they're trying to save him from his gold digging new love and black widow named Debbie. Now that
That's
is
right, I
in the
forgot about
synopsis.
that.
And so it is found out that Uncle Fester actually, I think because he's the oldest child, he gets everything. It's all and it goes to him. Or at least part of it does, or at least a lot of the money does. And so they break off. Uncle Fester's madly in love. Well, how Debbie comes into the family is there's a new baby being that was born to the Addams family. And it's Gomez's and Morticia's third child. It is a boy and out of the gate already has a mustache like his father and hair combed just like his father. And so they decide that they need to get a nanny, and so they do. And this nanny is Debbie. And Debbie tricks the family into sending the two oldest kids, Wednesday and Pugsley, to a joyful camp, which does not go over very well at all. I'm just gonna say the Thanksgiving scene in that, oh, fantastic. There, Wednesday meets, the potential love interest, not so much for her at that moment, but maybe down the line in future movies that wound up not happening. But and again, all the actors and actresses from the original, with regards to the family, they all came back, and they actually brought in some cameos from some of the people that were in the original movie, like the lawyer who was trying to steal the money from the Addams family in the first one. His wife comes back married to it, a family cousin, and they bring back some other people too. In fact, I do believe the actress who played Wednesday's nemesis at the camp. She was in the first one with a Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
She had the cookies. The Wednesdays had the lemon stand. But she comes back in this also. But it's just a lot of hijinks ensue. Wednesday has a quote unquote love interest, which really she's not interested in, but kind of is. The actors and actresses, they had to come back and also added to this lineup, just fantastic. And the family gets put in danger, and it's up to the family to get together. Actually, they're all captured except for one, and one saves them, and I'm not gonna tell who, so because I don't want to give any spoilers.
Way to leave them on a cliffhanger, Stephanie.
Yes, well, you need to watch it. This really goes into the funny part, especially the interactions with Wednesday and Pugsley with the camp. I mean, that was just fantastic. I think you got to see a lot more of the outside world and how happy, sunshiny it is, which, of course, right, for Wednesday is one of the worst things. So, but just the hijinks that ensues with it, and mm-hmm. the fact that Fester fell in love with this evil woman that wants to kill them and get all the money.
Well, and what's interesting about that is in the first movie, you have Fester being used and kind of trying to divide the family and, you know, being a part of this plot. And of course, there's kind of a division between him and Gomez, because Fester doesn't really know who he is. Gomez doesn't know for sure if that's Fester, even though he wants to believe that it is. And then in the second film, you have, as you pointed out, Fester really willingly isolating himself from his family in favor of his new love interest.
Yeah, and not only just that, but I mean, at the beginning, before marrying, getting married and everything, he and his parent and his brother and sister-in-law all sending those kids off to camp, thinking that that's what their kids really wanted, to go to happy-go-lucky camp. Oh no. And I think one of the best things that I remember seeing in there is, again, the relationship between Fester and the kids. The kids were mad that they were at a camp, but they were also very mad that he got married and they weren't invited.
Right.
And then again, they got invited to the camp. They got sent to the camp. And they just did not like that. The Addams Family Values Rotten Tomato score was, let's see here, was 75% Rotten Tomato score, but a 63% audience score for people. So 63% of people did love it. The rest did not. We'll find out for the original one. I think there was another Addams Family movie, like live action movie. I think it was in 1998, but let me double check here. I think it was like Addams Family Reunion, but I don't think it had any of the same cast.
Well, I'll go ahead and just comment on Addams Family as it is now in the more recent years. More recently, we've had some animated films for the Addams Family franchise, and they've been interesting additions. I don't think that they're anywhere near as interesting as, the current Addams Family movies, but we do have two animated additions to the franchise. The second one really centers around Wednesday Addams, and the conflict is very much centered around Wednesday herself. The first one is more the Addams family coming into a new town and on a mission to be accepted, really. And they quickly find out that they're not accepted by the majority of their neighbors. So I would recommend animated films for those of you who prefer animated over live action. There are two Addams Family animated films, and I believe long before that, and if I could pull up some information here, I could find it. But I believe long before that, there was an old animated Addams Family show.
I do believe there was, the show, I think it was from the 90s.
I'm looking right here, Steph. I'll just share this. I mentioned that there must have been another animated show. It turns out in 1973, they had their first animated series run on Saturday mornings. So you could follow the Addams Family adventures there. Addams Family also had a comic book that ran from 1974 to 1975. Gold Key Comics produced the comic book series in connection with the show, but it only lasted 3 issues. And I'll point out, this is according to Wikipedia, so I am pulling from there. Halloween and the New Addams Family, that was in 1977. It was a television reunion movie, and it involved most of the original cast from the show, except for Blossom Rock, excuse me, and she played Grandmama or Grandmama.
Yeah, and it looks like there was another movie. It was made in 1998. It was called Addams Family Reunion. But the only recurring cast in there was it looks like Lurch and Thing were the only two recurring in there. Maybe the grandma, but I think that was a different actress. Hold on one second. Let me double check here.
And then, to your point, Steph, there was an animated series from 92 to 93. It was a remake on the Saturday morning cartoon.
I do remember watching, I think, a little bit of that.
Now, how did you like that? I mean, it's probably been a while since you've
It's
seen
been
it.
a long time. It was a good TV series, but it was short, if I remember correctly. It wasn't, at least when I was watching it, I think maybe it may have been some reruns on there. But it was a good TV show, but I don't remember a lot about it. Of course, Saturday mornings were always packed with a lot of great TV shows, so. And I do know, like I think you were saying before, there are two new animated movies. Of course, there's the TV show Wednesday, which I think is going to be getting a second season here in the next couple months, if not a year, because of the writer's strike and the actor's strike. I don't know if anything had progressed before that. But I mean, these two movies, they're very iconic because it brought in, it showed us that this family that we would consider weird, it's actually normal and really just loving and caring. And it was more of the outside world that was not showing the love.
And that's honestly, like I mentioned earlier, that is one lesson from the Addams Family that I think we could all learn from. It's love and support of your family. And it doesn't mean that you don't have disagreements or differences. We obviously see that with Gomez and Fester quite a
Yeah.
few times.
Well,
But
how many times
really
is
interesting
Wednesday,
franchise.
how many times is Wednesday and Pugsley try to kill each other or kill their brother? That also the baby brother getting out of things. It's just hilarious. You need to watch both movies. I'd say watch the first one first, of course, because you kind of get a feel for the family a lot more because it's more centered around them. You have some characters that are acting in there, but you see more of the house, more of the grounds around there. You get to really know the family. And then the third one, they kind of spread out a little bit more. You
I
can see
know
the outside world.
in the first animated movie of the more recent two movies that were animated, it's interesting in the first one, Wednesday is hanging out with this girl at her school that gets her into wearing pink and all that, and Morticia's like, "Why are you wearing pink? That's not your color." It's interesting because it's like the inverse of what we would consider normal, right? And so
Yeah.
most people are going to be like, "Oh yeah, you're wearing pink, that's fine." And then I believe there's one part in the movie, it's been a while since I've seen it, but Morticia sees Wednesday with a red balloon, and I don't like it. I hate Pennywise. That's not something I want to look at. But Morticia picks up the balloon and she goes, "That's funny. There's usually a murderous clown attached to these things."
Nice. I need to see the animated ones. I haven't had a chance to, but I've heard they're good. They're just different from, the live action ones from the 90s.
And I know our main focus was on live action, so I did just want to give everybody a taste of what to expect from the animated version, but I would highly recommend the animated movies.
Well, folks, you've been listening to Popcorn and Lore here. If you want to get connected with us, of course, you can always check out our Facebook page. You can find all of our streams on the Branson Podcast Network, also on Spotify or anywhere else you get your podcast from. I think we are spreading now to Amazon, and I think we're going to be getting onto Apple here, if not already, pretty soon also. So thank you all for listening. Please give us a like. We're going to continue to post more episodes. Just to be transparent with everyone, About a month ago, I had all our videos on my external hard drive, and I dropped all the videos or dropped the external hard drive, and it broke. So we lost all those videos of you seeing our faces. However, we will be posting the audio with some graphics and stuff like that on our YouTube channel that we're going to be getting set up here pretty soon. So, John Christopher, thank you for joining us today. I know
Of
we're
course.
doing a little weird here from your house, my apartment, but we're going to be coming up next week with another Halloween episode. So stay tuned.
Keep on imagining.